Welcome, bienvenidos. I never know how to start these podcasts. It's always a weird thing, isn't it? Do you start by just saying hi? Which I guess that's what we'll do. It's Chad and Christy, and this is episode 43 of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast, where not only do we give you some great, fun recreational ideas of things to do in the Tampa Bay area, but keep you up to date, too, with all the hot happenings, rumors, rumblings, everything you need to know about the theme parks here in Florida, which we have visited well over 1,000 times, including last weekend. We went over once again and stayed at Fort Wilderness Campground in one of their cabins, which I know we've talked about a few episodes ago, that you can now take your dogs. So we stayed in one of the cabins with our dog and drove around on a golf cart.
He had some serious adventures. And it's funny because when we were driving around, you know, you see wildlife, deer, rabbits and stuff. Einstein is just not a dog because he was oblivious to those. He was just so excited to have the wind blowing through his luscious locks.
But this is only at 4 resorts as of right now over at Walt Disney World, and it's in the test phase, so only for a little while longer. They have not made an announcement whether this is going to continue or expand, but if you're interested in taking your pet over to Walt Disney World, that's something that we would definitely say that you should do, investigate, and go have a good time with that. You get a nice little welcome kit with Pluto bowls and all kinds of fun
little
goodies.
Mat, yeah. Pooper scooper bags. With it's cool, though, because they're in the shape of a bone, and it has Disney on it. So, hey, it makes poop cool, I guess.
We love tchotchkes. Bring on. All right, so we got that out of the way. We got a lot of ground to cover on the show this morning, something that all of the Busch Parks, Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, that they're doing, that we wonder how long it will be before the rest of the theme parks follow suit, and a ton of stuff happening over at Walt Disney World to get to. But let's first start with something that is going to be happening here in the Tampa Bay area that we are very excited about. July 29th, it is our annual Kids Day Fest. And this year it's going to be at the Florida State Fairgrounds. Kids 17 and under are free. Parents, you're $5. Once you get inside our Kids Day, everything is going to be free, including photos and autographs with the star of the hit Nickelodeon show, The Thundermans, Jack Griffo.
Right. Plus, we'll have superhero characters there also doing meet and greets and photos, as well as Star Wars characters.
There's going to be a slime station, bounce houses, a ton of activities for the kids to do. And this year, our first ever Kids Day talent search, where we're going to pick two winners. They're going to get a $2,000 scholarship to Barbizon Modeling and Acting and $1,000 in cash. So what you got to do if you have a child that has a talent, think of America's Got Talent. So singing, dancing, magician, ventriloquist, if they play an instrument, what you got to do is come up with a 2 minute or less video, submit the video on our website, b987fm.com, and you have until the end of June.
Right. July 1st, 2018 is the deadline.
So again, if you want to submit those videos for our Kids Day Talent Search, b987fm.com, and then they'll also get to perform on stage at our Kids Day right there alongside Jack Griffo from the Thundermans, who also is a singer and has a YouTube channel where he covers songs. So what a fun thing to put on your resume.
Absolutely.
So that is going to be coming up July 29th. Before then, kids are out of school, lots of things to do, lots of theme parks to see here in Florida. So let's talk about what's going on. And first and foremost at the SeaWorld parks, because over the last couple of months, this has really picked up steam to get rid of plastic straws.
Mm-hmm.
The SeaWorld parks, the first ones to step up and say, we're getting rid of not only all of the plastic straws at all of our parks, but plastic bags as well. So this is SeaWorld, this is Aquatica, this is Busch Gardens, this is Discovery Cove. So now that they've decided to do that, which again is admirable considering the millions of pounds of plastic that end up in our oceans, and I've seen the heartbreaking videos, the one of the big gigantic sea turtle where they were removing the straw from its nose. And it's just, you know, it does make you think. And I know now every time I go to a restaurant, I say, skip the straw. I don't need it, because I think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to the Busch Parks for doing this. Now, I know Animal Kingdom has been doing the paper straws
for, well, since the beginning, I'm pretty sure.
And no plastic lids.
Right.
Because they don't want to take a chance of those items ending up in the animal enclosures. The big difference, though, is the plastic bags.
Right.
Because you certainly do see a lot of them over at not just Animal Kingdom, but all of the Walt Disney World parks. So considering the amount of people and the amount of merchandise that they have, I'll be curious to see if and when the Disney parks follow suit and also the Universal parks. I have not seen anything from either one of them yet.
Mm-hmm. And it's what's interesting is that this trend is going back. I remember being a kid and going to the grocery store and all you had were the paper bags. And when they made the transition to the little plastic bags, and I had someone say to me, oh, you never want to get the paper bags because roaches can get in there and lay eggs. Okay, so I was out immediately after that. But
how many times did you ever?
It never happened.
No, I never saw a roach in one of our paper bags either. No. And certainly we have enough of them here in Florida.
Yeah, but so it is good to see us getting back to something that is more natural.
All right, so now let's transition from straws to a special drink that you can get at Epcot this summer. And it seems like when it comes to specialty drinks and foods, we do think of Epcot because of Food and Wine Festival. And even now in the spring, when they do the Flower and Garden Festival, they roll out those special food kiosks there as well.
Yep.
So you got excited about this, Christy.
Yeah, because over at Epcot in the American Pavilion, that's where you see all the concert performances. They're going to have a special Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mix live show, like all the songs that you hear in the movies.
Right, Hooked on a Feeling and all of this. So they come out on stage dressed like the characters from Guardians of the Galaxy, and they sing and perform. So our kids were excited to go see that and take advantage of getting the Groot sippy cup, which is adorable because it does say I am Groot right on the side of it. You can get, they have frozen Coca-Cola and bourbon, which they call the rocket fuel slushy. So they have the mom and dad slushies, not just the kids slushies, but you can get a kid's drink. One of them that they have is like they call it an I Am Float, which is a root beer with ice cream. And then the Awesome Mix slushy, which is triple layered. It's like frozen lemonade, blue raspberry, and strawberry. So it kind of looks like the what I consider like the galactic colors, like that you see in Guardians of the Galaxy. And then you can also get a special galactic cupcake, which too has like the coolest frosting I've ever seen, including the little white chocolate ganache in the shape of Groot.
Which, it's adorable.
Do you feel guilty when you eat that?
No, because it's in honor of Groot. That's how I justify
it. Okay, so you can say, I am Groot, and then you can take a bite and say, I am Colin. I don't know. But these are only for a limited time. It's only this summer. But I have a feeling these kinds of things will reemerge next year when the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction, or is it 2020? I know it's over the next year or two, and everything is floating and fluid with dates when it comes to opening up attractions at the Walt Disney World parks. But we all know that they're working on the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction there at Epcot. So to me, this is sort of just the beginning of probably what will be a long-term presence for Guardians of the Galaxy at Epcot. There was talk of maybe having more of the Marvel characters soon appear at the Walt Disney World parks. This is another story. It doesn't necessarily have to do with the theme parks, but I cannot wait to see how this whole thing plays out in light of AT&T this week buying the Time Warner properties like HBO and CNN and everything to try to create their own answer to Netflix and Amazon. Well, Disney had a deal in place with Fox to acquire the Fox properties.
Right.
Which would be a lot of those Marvel characters that you see at the Universal Orlando Resort. So some people said maybe if they finally acquire Fox, we'll see those characters come to the Disney parks.
Which, so that would really surprise me because of the deal with Universal to have the characters in their parks.
But some deals trump other deals. This deal was for $52 billion.
Oh, wow.
When you consider what, that they paid $4 billion for Star Wars. And at the time, we thought, wow, that's a lot of money. $52 billion is what they had agreed to pay Fox. So it was set to, in a couple of weeks, go to the judge to finally get signed off on. Well, guess what? Comcast came in today with a $65 billion offer.
Wow.
Trumping Disney by $13 billion. You know Disney is going to say, whoa, 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 whoa. We made the deal first. We already have this in place, but I'm sure there's something that will let them get out of that deal to sign the deal with Comcast, which then Comcast is NBC, so then they will own the rights to Fox to be able to create their own answer to Netflix and what AT&T is planning on doing.
Comcast, NBC, Universal.
Right.
Okay.
And then Fox. So they'll once and for all own the rights to all of those Fox properties. I never thought I would see this day if you were to rewind 5 years ago to say that soon network TV stations as we know them might just all be gone, and soon it might go back to what it was like as a kid when all we had was like 13 channels, because each channel is going to have a million things on it that you can watch either in real time or you can binge watch or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's going to the tune of $65 billion offer that Comcast has made for Fox. So we'll see how this all plays into the theme parks soon enough over the next couple of weeks. All right, so now let's get on to a deal that is being offered over at Walt Disney World, and also a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, one that you got very excited about.
Okay, yes. If you are a fan of Animal Kingdom and you're a fan of camping, they're going to put the two together for an opportunity for you to win a night of glamping inside Pandora at Animal Kingdom.
And I saw, if you've seen the Avatar movies, the kind of tent that they had set up to describe like this whole contest is sort of like that military style old-fashioned tent, and I'm like, that would really be incredible. And this is kind of like what they did, it's probably been a decade ago now, where they were giving people the opportunity to sign up to win a night to stay in Cinderella's castle. And then they even did it where they were walking through the park and would pick like one family a day to win that. Remember that? So now it's an opportunity to camp over at Pandora, which if you've never been to at night, it glows. I mean, it's bioluminescent and it really, really is incredible. So to be able to stay there overnight, wow.
Yep.
Now, do they have the dates and how you apply to win this?
Basically, it's going to be happening sometime in July, and it's going to be one lucky winner and a guest. And you have to enter the contest on their D Camp, as in D-Camp, contest website. And you have to hurry because the entries have to be in before June 22nd. And then they're going to get the finalists. All the finalists are going to be asked to do an interview in early July. Then they'll name the winner.
So, I mean, this, you're going to be vetted to make sure that you're the right person to go over and camp at Pandora.
Yeah.
So the deadline, June 22nd.
Yep. And I think if you just do a Google of D Camp contest, then that should take you to it.
And then there's another deal going on right now, if you're a pass holder, where you can take a friend and get a great deal for that as well.
Yeah, so this other deal that they have, it's treating a friend to a magical day. So basically, now through June 29th, if you are a Premier, a Platinum Plus, a Platinum, or a Gold pass holder, they have this Bring a Friend offer that basically you can purchase a one-day Magic Your Way park hopper ticket for just $79 plus tax. So let's say you have family that's coming in from out of town that you want to take over to the parks. $79 for a park hopper, one of the one-day park hoppers.
Well, it's certainly going to save you quite a bit from if you had to just go to the ticket window and buy it there. I mean, that's probably, what, about a $50 to $60 savings.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. These tickets, you can only get them at the theme park ticket windows.
Okay.
It's the only place. You can't get them online. You can't get them at the resorts.
I'm assuming you've got to show that you're a pass holder before you can purchase one.
You must be there with them. You must have your annual pass. And you have to have your photo ID to prove that you are who you are. So, and if you want to get that information, the specifics of that, it's also on the Disney World website. Just go to or Google pass holder, Disney pass holder program specials.
All right. So that's pretty much going to do it for this episode of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. As always, we would love to hear from you. If you have any questions, if you've got some secret tips, rumors that you've heard, we have a lot of friends that are cast members. So generally, we can find out if these rumors are completely not valid, or if there might be just a little bit to it. So you can reach out to me, Chad, C-H-A-D-D, at B98.7FM.com, or Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, at B98.7FM.com, and connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at B98.7FM. Thanks so much for listening to our latest episode of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast, and we'll catch you again next time.